Hey everyone, this is Adam Ellenboss from Nightlight Astrology. Happy Friday, everybody. Today we are going to take a look at a lineup of planets that have been passing through in the middle and late part of this week. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we've seen a bunch of squares from planets in Scorpio to Saturn in Aquarius. Now some of those planets are starting to move into trines with Neptune in Pisces. So we're going to take a look at that sequence today and give you five themes to watch for both today and over the course of the weekend. So before we get into it, don't forget to like and subscribe, share a comment in the comment section, tell us what's on your mind. If you have a story to share based on any of the transits, use the hashtag grabbed or email us grabbed@nightlightastrology.com. One of the ancient names for the planets were grahas or grabbers. So we like to hear the ways in which the planets show up and seize your world or your consciousness, take it by surprise, and share those stories and those learning experiences in storytelling episodes. So always appreciate it when you guys share your stories. And since it's eclipse season, I know that there are probably a lot of stories out there right now, so I'd love to hear them. And the other thing is that new program starts tomorrow. This is your last day to register. So the program, Ancient Astrology for the Modern Mystic, begins tomorrow. You have heard me talk about it at length for over a month. I'm not going to say much more other than you can still join us. You just have to roll down to the bottom of the page. Check out everything there is on the page if you want to learn more about it. The early bird payment, last day to use it, saves you $500 off. You can use the payment plan and spread it out over 12 months. And then there are need-based tuition contracts. As of the time that I'm making this, there are still some left, but very few. So you can check it out, apply. If we still have some left by the time you're hearing this, you are welcome to it. So if you need a little help to make the program happen, check that out. We hope we can help you come and study astrology. All right. Well, can't wait to start a new program with all of you. If for any reason you haven't gotten the orientation materials already, or you applied but haven't heard back, make sure that you email us right away today, info@nightlightastrology.com. We'll do our best to try to get you in the program before the start of class tomorrow. But if for any reason we don't, you might have to just watch the recording of the first class and then join us after that, because sometimes we get slammed with so many applications at the last minute that it, you know, processing them can take a little bit, which is why I've said all along, you know, don't wait until the last minute. But if you did, for whatever reason, we understand and we'll do our best to get you in as quickly as we can. Okay, let's take a look at the astrology today and some themes to watch for. So here is the real-time clock, and you can see the one thing we want to look at is this stellium in Scorpio and the encounter that all of these planets, the Sun, Mercury, and Venus, are having with Neptune. So you can see all of these planets have recently passed through a square to Saturn. Excuse me. The Sun most recently. And now all of those planets are moving into a trine with Jupiter and Neptune. Neptune first, then Jupiter. Now this trine will play out over the course of the coming days. So let's just see here. We have... So on the 12th, November 12th, that would be tomorrow, we get Mercury trine Neptune. And then if you put it forward to the 14th, the Sun will be trine Neptune. Venus will then trine Jupiter on the 15th, and so on. So we have like this long sequence. The Sun trines Jupiter eventually, by the way, on the 20th, and it keeps going from there. So a long series, really, of trines coming up from all three planets to Neptune and then Jupiter simultaneously over at least the course of the next week, but you could go on a little bit beyond that too. So that's what we're working with today. And given that this is all watery, we have all these planets in Scorpio moving through trines to Neptune and Jupiter and Pisces. There are five themes to watch for, just kind of in the air in general. Now you're going to want to apply these themes to the whole sign house of Scorpio and Pisces in your birth chart, which would be, if you know some of the topics of the houses, you just want to look at those whole sign houses in the birth chart in particular. But the five themes to watch for, and these are pretty brief today, I just wanted to kind of give us something to focus on before the weekend. Number one is easing or relaxing attention. Remember, all of these planets just pass through a square to Saturn. They all pass through an opposition to Uranus. That's a gauntlet for those planets to run. So when you're thinking about the Sun and Mercury and Venus all going into a trine with Neptune, one of the and Jupiter in water signs, you can think about easing or relaxing tensions. So wherever you've been holding on to tension, you can think of that deep breath that you're taking existentially that's sort of like, now I'm letting it go. Now I am releasing or easing or relaxing a tension that has been there, probably going back to about October 25th, which is the start of the last moon cycle with a solar eclipse in Scorpio conjoined with Venus. So you think about this as easing or relaxing a tension. That's, I think, one of the primary things that water does. Water tends to be soothing and relaxing, although, you know, Scorpio can be more intense emotionally, and that's always something to watch for. The second one, second theme is going to be fertility and growth. So with fertility, remember, water is the fertile element. And so anything, whether it's money or relationships or your sex life or your professional life or your health, things have a way of growing when lots of planets in water are hitting Neptune in water by a trine. Remember, trines are of the nature of Jupiter as well. So you've just got this very growth-oriented theme right now. Things grow. Of course, when things grow through water, they often need a lot of nurturing and care. And so fertility and growth with an emphasis on emotional nourishment, care, and TLC, that comes to mind right now as well. And these are, again, themes that you might notice, not just today, but over the course of the week. Like, there's a need to kind of foster things along, care for things into their next stage of growth. Number three would be gathering or pooling things together. Water, when a lot of planets are getting together in water, you know, water runs down hills and collects in like basins or lakes or ponds or puddles. And so the other idea that comes to mind here is the gathering, collecting, or pooling together of resources, of people, of ideas, of thoughts, of energies, of, you know, which is why you can also have the theme of restoration or kind of restoring or recovering from something. Gathering or pooling things together can also be about a confluence of energies that's sometimes emotionally chaotic, but at the same time, could be constructive if you're trying to bring things together to, say, solve a problem, or you're trying to gather resources for a project or something like that. Now, the fourth theme is romantic depth and emotional fixations. Now, all of these planets going through the trine to Neptune and Pisces, especially given the intensity of Scorpio, could give a kind of imaginative or romantic edginess, depth, or darkness. But, you know, I kind of feel like moody, broody, dark, but romantic quality. So you may notice that in any area of your life right now. And you may notice those emotional themes and the emotional drama of the moment is more intense than usual. At the same time, with so many planets in a fixed sign moving through the trines to Neptune and Jupiter and Pisces, I wonder about emotional fixations and how they might be morphing or transforming, which could be a good thing. Like, if it's easy for planets in Scorpio to get sort of fixated on something that they want or desire or a strong feeling that they have, we're talking about the movement of a fixation or the transformation of something that we've been deeply attached to. With Neptune and Jupiter and Pisces, I would think about this being, you know, light. For example, as a parent, sometimes, you know, especially my younger one right now, she'll get attached or fixated on something. And, you know, it's kind of like easing the attention to something different, difficult emotions are fine in our house, right? But you know, sometimes it's like we have to move along. We have to shift. You have to change the mood, change the mind, change the pace a little bit. So how can we ease a transition along when it needs to happen and fixation is happening? For example, when it comes time to getting dressed for school in the morning, stuff like little things like that. It's a really good energy for helping us existentially make a transition, especially when we've gotten stuck on something. And then finally, I would look at the fifth theme as signs, omens, and synchronicities. Now, for me, this one is just due to the fact that Neptune is in the air and all of this watery energy is coming together at once. I think that water with Neptune involved, you know, signs, omens, and synchronicities, that the way in which our intuitive nature, we all have intuition. And I find that when there's strong water presence in the sky, that it will be activated. You'll have that dream that stands out. An omen or a sign will flash and speak. There'll be one of those unmistakable, you know, synchronicities that comes along. And they have a way of just shifting your mood or your mindset naturally, smoothly, through something that just kind of comes about, like right within the flow of everyday activity, a fish pops its head out of the cup, so to speak, like in one of the images in the tarot. So I would watch for signs, omens, and synchronicities in the flow and as indicators of how something can shift, especially on the emotional and feeling-based level. Might be within a relationship, could be just something you're dealing with internally. But I would pay close attention to dreams, omens, and synchronicities as a way of helping us ease or relax attention, showing us where things are growing, showing us where things can be gathered, nurtured, or pooled together, or showing us where we might be fixated on something and how we can make a transition. So that intuitional level of awareness is maybe a little bit more easily tapped into, or the veil is a little thinner, something like that. All right, well, those are my five themes. I feel like, you know, going into, you know, when you have a stellium and it's all connecting to another cluster of planets in Jupiter and Neptune, all in water, I like to keep things a little bit more general. But if you wanted to specify it a little bit more, I would highly recommend looking at the houses of Scorpio and Pisces in your birth chart. And those topics also think about all of these themes: easing or relaxing attention, fertility and growth, gathering or pooling things together, romantic depth and emotional fixation, signs, omens, and synchronicities, coming across the topics of those houses. You know, and from that standpoint, you might start to see these themes becoming more specifically attached to topics. So that's what I would recommend there. Well, it has been a rather intense week with eclipse energy and Mars retrograde energy. And so I hope for everyone that some of these energies in the air right now really do help to ease or relax or release tension that's been built up. Even if these transformations are good for us, now, some of the best things in life, the most exciting things, can still be sort of exhausting at times. And so my other piece of advice for everyone this weekend is see what you can do to just find some self-care space. All the water in the air is really good for, you know, whether it's going out in nature or it's literally taking like a hot bath or something. I feel like it's a good time to just check in with yourself a little bit, because we can steamroll ourselves with, you know, especially during eclipse season, we can be our own worst enemy, and we're not doing anything maybe other than just, we're not taking a moment to recognize how much energy we've been expending and how much we need to pause and kind of let something fill our cup. So see if these astrological energies of water can fill your cup over the weekend. All right, that's what I have for you today. I hope you guys have a great weekend. Lots more content to come next week. Really looking forward to it. Hope to see some of you in class tomorrow as well. And any questions about the class tomorrow, don't forget you can email us at info@nightlightastrology.com. And yeah, I'm looking forward to starting up with a new group of students tomorrow. So we'll see you there. All right, take it easy, everyone. Bye.